Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. In the discussion about an early relaxation of the corona measures, the Berlin intensive care community is urging caution. Jörg Weimann, chief physician for interdisciplinary intensive care medicine at Berlin's St. Gertruden Hospital, stated yesterday morning on RBB's Inforadio that the B117 mutation, now occurring more and more frequently in Berlin, stands in the way of extensive opening and that the mutations cause physicians considerable concern. Weimann added that while the lockdown measures do help, he's worried that the variant will get in the way. Weimann, who is also the Berlin State Chairman of the Association of Anesthesiologists, added that if B117 mutation spreads here, as it has in England, Portugal, and Ireland, quote, then it will start all over again, and then it can take on a whole new dimension, which could once again put the healthcare system under considerable strain, unquote. Weimann stressed that the situation in Berlin's intensive care units has eased recently. Lockdown measures are having an effect, significantly fewer COVID-19 patients are arriving at the units, and their number has currently fallen by a third, to just under 300, compared to the peak phase. However, he stressed that there is still, quote, a lot going on, and almost 25% of patients are still corona patients, in addition to those who are there for other reasons. And the intensive care units still have twice as many COVID-19 patients as during the first wave of the pandemic. Weimann warned, quote, our teams have been pushing through for almost a year. We are all totally pandemic tired, but we still see every day on the ground what it would mean if we were to ease up, unquote. On Sunday, Mayor Mueller spoke to ZDF television about a phased plan for openings that will be presented at the federal-state meeting on March 3rd, and expressed confidence that there could be more freedoms and normality by Easter. Mueller believes that it will be possible to further depress new corona infections over the next 6 to 7 weeks, and that a 7-day incidence of 30 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants is achievable, contradicting Sachsen's Minister President Michael Kretschmer, who, per the Tagesschau, had said that no Easter vacation would be possible this year. Berlin's transportation senator Regina Günther wants to extend the U7 line to BER and Heerstrasse in Spandau, the result of an evaluation of 4 feasibility studies, according to the transportation senator's briefing document for the next Senate meeting obtained by the Berliner Morgenpost. Günther writes in the report that the analysis found that extensions of the U7 at both ends received the best assessments as they generate the highest passenger demand, tap the greatest potential, allow for notable savings in bus traffic, and comparatively incur the lowest specific construction costs. Benefit-cost studies should be commissioned for both network extensions as a high priority. In the case of the extension in Spandau, the preferred version of the Transport Administration leads from the current final stop Rathaus Spandau to the south and is built from Seeburger Straße under Wilhelmstadt. After a station under Pickelsdorfer Straße, the route then leads in a wide curve to the west and runs to the terminus under the shoulder of Heerstrasse. The construction of these 5 stations is planned: Seeburger Straße, Pickelsdorfer Straße, Gatauer Straße, Sandstrasse, and Magistratsweg along Heerstrasse. The BVLG expects 35,000 to 40,000 passengers a day on the approximately 8-minute section of the route. Günther added in her report that the route has the greatest potential in terms of population and at the same time the greatest savings would be made in bus traffic. Furthermore, since much of the construction is to take place underground, restrictions will remain limited during the construction period, and the cost of the 4.26-kilometer route would be 578 million euros. At the other end of the U7 in Rudow, the preferred variant first runs along Waltersdorfer Chaussee, then turns under the Frauenfelder district and leaves the Berlin urban area near Ottilia Badeplatz. From there, the trains are to run either above or below ground through northern Schönefeld and cross the rail line at the old Schönefeld station. The line would then swing to the east and is to run between the A113 and Jürgen Schumann Allee to the airport. 7 new stations are planned along the route. L'Isolata Bürgerplatz, Schönefeld Nord, Bahnhof Schönefeld, Schönefelder Seen, Airtown, Midfield Gardens, and Terminal 4. The route has a length of 8.6 kilometers, of which only 1,700 meters are on Berlin soil. Therefore, Brandenburg would have to bear the majority of the calculated costs of 704 million euros that would be incurred if the route were underground, and Berlin would have to pay 156 million euros. To ensure more distance between passengers on heavily used lines, as of yesterday, up to 100 additional buses are running on around 50 of Berlin's heavily used lines. In addition, 8 additional trams will provide extra capacity on the busy M5 and M8 lines. Because almost all students are still studying at home, however, the planned deployment of security services will be postponed, according to Berlin's Public Transport Authority. Berlin is planning to reopen schools gradually from February 22nd, however, at which time 100 security guards are expected to ensure safe distances between riders at stops and in vehicles. As we've already reported, the Berlin Senate adopted the resolution for a lockdown extension until at least March 7th, allocating 5 million euros for the additional measures that will initially apply until the Easter vacations and be reviewed at the beginning of March. The McFit gym chain started offering workout options again on Saturday. Fitness equipment was brought outside to specially rented spaces in front of selected studios and then set up in areas of 200 to 300 square meters. There are currently 10 such outdoor McFit studios in Germany, including in Berlin on Romain-Rolland-Strasse in Pankow. Rainer Schaller, head of the RSG group to which McFit belongs, stated, quote, "We continue to believe that fitness is elemental to people's health. After 15 weeks in the second lockdown, people need to get moving again and make fitness the number one sport, and do it in a safe and responsible environment while dealing with the virus." Unquote. A hygiene concept for the outdoor studios was developed with infectologist Professor Dr. Klaus-Dieter Zastrow. To prevent congestion, members can only register in advance and online for a 45-minute workout slot. And after the session, equipment is disinfected for 15 minutes before new customers arrive. Per reporting in the Morgenpost, Dr. Zastrow stated that if the above-mentioned functional and organizational procedures are observed and adhered to, quote, "further spread of coronavirus is prevented," unquote. McFit's outdoor studios were set up in Berlin as well as in 9 other German cities. Opening hours will be from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.